On any given day, on any given highway, the drivers of two kinds of vehicles meet, speed, change lanes, and dance around one another in a zigzag of motion and mad dash. Most of the time, it's cordial. A turn signal and you're allowed to pass. A wave on the steering wheel telling the other guy it's okay to get in front. Or even flicking the lights on and off to say thank you for the nice gesture. But sometimes the meeting isn't so nice.
It's riding down the interstate with the grill of a truck 6 inches from your face. It's not real fun.
That's David. He didn't want to give his full name because he's been in the driver's seat of both kinds of vehicles, sitting atop four wheels and a few years ago atop 18. He says his experience on I-20 a few months back opened his eyes to the dangers of the convergence of big trucks and cars on Alabama highways.
About 5:40 in the morning, I was passing the Chula Vista exit, passed a truck in the left lane, merged back into the right lane. There was another truck in the left lane. I was passing it in the right lane. About the time I got my rear wheel to its front wheel, the driver decided he wanted to be in the right lane. So he decided to merge, clip the back end of my car, where he slammed my driver's side door into his grill.
As a former commercial driver, David says he sympathizes with the truckers and remembers the long hours and pesky cars that used to zip in and out of his way. But he says there's no excuse for what he calls a lack of enforcement of cars and trucks on Alabama highways.
The state trooper, now I was in St. Clair County, he had to come from Shelby County. They had to wake him up. So he had to get in his car in Shelby County and come. We had to wait almost an hour and 15 minutes for him to get there. There was no other state trooper anywhere closer than an hour and 15 minutes that could have serviced that accident?
No, there wasn't, because on average, there are only about a half a dozen state troopers on roads after midnight.
Truckers know this. They know everything. They're in communication with each other. They know where trucks are being inspected. There are other routes. They take those. It's sort of an endless game, but it's not a game. It's very dangerous.
Ginny McDonald writes a popular column called Driver's Side for the Birmingham News. She says readers bring up the issue of truck safety time and time again.
In the column, we get about 15 submittals a week, and I would say ranking third in that is the absolute fear of trucks, of being out there, of complaints, of people saying, why do they tailgate us? Why do they go so fast?
I think the idea is that we don't have the facilities and we don't have the personnel, and it's much easier to escape attention in Alabama because of that.
State Trooper Captain Harry Curley oversees the state of Alabama's Truck Inspections Unit for the Department of Public Safety.
Daddy's watching, and you don't misbehave because you know you're going to get caught and get in trouble. Well, the same thing applies. If we don't have the proper personnel and adequate number of personnel out there to monitor all this driving behavior, then they're pretty much going to drive like they want to. Absent any interference from us, they'll do like they please.
And that means hammering it, you know, pedal to the metal, or making abrupt lane changes, or following too closely. Those actions that a AAA Foundation study found to be most closely associated with fatal highway accidents. But the study, released in 2002, shows that in a majority of car-truck crashes, car driver error is to blame. Mike Russell is a spokesman for the American Trucking Associations.
We're not throwing blame, but that shows that the root or the largest part of the problem is human behavior, and that's where we think we need to focus most of our efforts on the human factor, on correcting and training drivers to share the road safely.
The AAA Foundation study showed that car drivers are maneuvering around big trucks like they would around any car. Problem is, Russell says, an 18-wheeler that weighs tons more than a car can't stop in the same distance as your smaller Ford or Chevy.
It takes a truck traveling at a normal rate of speed about the length of a football field to come to a safe stop.
He says his organization goes on the road to teach car drivers how to drive around big trucks. And truckers agree more should be done to highlight the disconnect.
I wish they'd have more instructional videos, you know, or just some commercials. Come out there once in a while, show them what can happen when a car meets up with a big truck.
Seth Gonzalez runs a trucking route out of Missouri and comes through Birmingham on a frequent basis. He says congestion in the Magic City is his biggest pet peeve, but he says the worst problem is that car drivers forget who they're dealing with.
I don't want to tangle with no train. you know, because the train's going to beat me. But, you know, a car shouldn't think, you know, should have the same consideration. I mean, as far as respect, you know, that, you know, they got to watch out this truck. You know, be careful, you know, mind themselves around the truck, because sometimes the trucks can't see them, you know, or they get in this position where they put themselves in harm's way.
Larry Hall agrees. He's running a route to Atlanta hauling paper supplies.
I see cars pretty regularly go from the left lane all the way over to the right. I mean, like that, you know, and they'll go right in front of you. And to get off on their exit that they almost missed, or they'll, you know, jump off in front of you, not slam their brakes on, but stop real, you know, slow down real quick.
But car drivers who are on the road frequently say there should be different rules for big trucks. If cars should have to drive differently around trucks, then trucks should be held to a higher or a safer standard. At least 10 other states have lower speed limits, and many other states have mandatory lanes for trucks. Brian Swinford is a pool supply representative who does a lot of traveling on the interstates all across the Southeast.
When you're talking about something that weighs significantly more than a car, is less responsive than a car is, and one object alone that can cause damage to several vehicles pretty easily, I think that you've got to put some extra onus on the larger trucks.
He says the larger the truck, the worse the disaster if something goes wrong, no matter who's at fault.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially if you've got a truck that's overweight or has been improperly loaded so that it doesn't have a balanced load, and the guy has to make any sort of sudden emergency movement, obviously, I mean, you're looking at a big risk there. I don't want that coming up behind me and knowing that he can't stop, or if he does try to stop, that his load's going to shift and then he's going to be all over the road. It's just, it's scary.
That's where inspection posts, weigh stations, are helpful. Highway officials like Randy Braden of the Alabama Department of Transportation say they assist psychologically in proving to truckers and even car drivers that there is enforcement of not only their loads, but of their actions.
If he sees a weigh station out there and you got your stations are out there, he's not only going to look about his weight, he's also going to think about his safety, his hours of service.
This facility off I-20 near the Georgia line is one of the most state-of-the-art in the nation. Able to weigh trucks while maintaining low speeds, fully inspect rigs that are overweight or look dangerous, and write citations to those trucks that don't comply with the law. But while high-tech and busy when it's open, it is the only weigh station in the state of Alabama.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you, this is the readout for when they come across the scale. This readout right here is for the parking lot, when we send them to the parking lot.
For an inspection?
Yes. And this is the bypass, which would be this lane right back here behind us.
State officials say it was originally built during Governor Bob James' administration to catch fuel tax violators coming across the state line from Georgia, where gasoline's cheaper. Since then, Braden says ALDOT's contemplating building others, at least three more, on other freeways in and out of the state. But like everything else, it costs a lot of money.
They're about anywhere from $5 to $7 million. You're competing for that money. Do you want to resurface a road, you want to build new roads, or do you want to build a weigh station?
Neighboring states have found the money to build such stations. In Mississippi, a state with about half the population of Alabama, there are 32 fixed stations. In Florida, 20. Georgia has 19. Tennessee has 10. But Braden says the fact that there are so many stations across state lines, it actually played into Alabama plans.
See, the theory that Alabama had, This is the reason we don't have more weigh stations, was the theory was truckers coming through the Southeast, if they were overweight or if they were speeding or they had safety violations or the hours of service violations, we have every state around us has weigh stations. So the theory was if they're okay in the other states, then they're okay to come through Alabama.
Well, now what if other states thought the same way?
Well, they don't, and that's good, but that was the theory. I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. That was the theory, the reason Alabama doesn't have one.
Braden says despite the fact there's only one inspection station, there is quite the robust inspection process. There are 14 specialized inspection devices, such as Weigh in Motion or WIM pads, that are planted beneath highways statewide that can accurately determine if a truck's load is overweight. There are at least 24 roving federal motor carrier inspection teams and 15 state troopers with ALDOT inspectors watching for unsafe trucks.
Anything we can do to indicate to the industry that we are aggressively enforcing the safety regulations and aggressively attempting to gain compliance in the regulations would certainly help us out.
State Trooper Captain Harry Curley says it is a perennial problem. Every year, his department, the Department of Public Safety, has to compete for money with everything from Medicaid to prisons. It is a lot of competition. But Alabama drivers are the ones who are losing. According to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the state of Alabama ranked second in the nation in 2003 in the number of fatal car-truck accidents. And of the 10 states with the worst numbers, only Alabama and Missouri rank outside the top 10 in population. That means there are fewer people on the roads, yet more people are dying in those crashes. Less enforcement, more renegade drivers, more accidents and deaths. It's what the newspaper columnist Jenny McDonald reads in her inbox and mailbox every day.
That's why it's called a hammer state, wide open all the way through.
The accident victim David says he remembers what his old trucking buddies used to say.
They always used to talk about Alabama being like the slalom course, you know. Get on it, go through as fast as you can, get to the other side, slow down.
Drivers of cars and trucks live in different worlds, a world of different sizes, different priorities. For people who can understand both sides of the debate, and in David's case, who've experienced the wrong side of a truck, it's frustrating, they say, that there isn't more emphasis put on trucking safety when most other states do more, pass more laws, commit more money.
I know the state would like to do something better. They just don't seem to do anything better.
For his part, Governor Riley has made a commitment to get more troopers on the road, at least 200 more in the next 2 years. And he's enlisted sheriff's deputies from all 67 counties to help reduce speeding on Alabama highways. Everyone seems to agree that on the road, drivers, whether they be in a car or a truck, are much more likely to obey the rules and be safe when they know they're being watched and laws are being enforced. In Alabama, the watching costs money, and enforcement is dicey because there's so little of it. Drivers, no matter what they're hauling, paper or kids, are less safe because of it. I'm Steve Chiotakis.